This is an All Ears English IELTS episode. Unfamiliar speaking question? How to unfreeze yourself in the speaking section. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 5 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection. But today is a special Test Talk episode. We have Jessica Beck, the examiner of excellence, author of 12 test prep textbooks, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. We are here today to help you get the score you need on your next exam. So let's get started.
Got an unfamiliar speaking question on the IELTS? Today, we'll show you how to not handle it, and then show you 2 ways to handle it well.
Guys, if you want to know exactly what's going to happen during the speaking section of your IELTS exam, find out now by going and downloading our cheat sheet. You can get it at allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's allearsenglish.com/evaluation. And it's free. So see you there.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Lindsay, how
hey,
you
Jessica?
Been?
I've been good. How about you?
Fantastic.
Glad to hear it.
So we get to give our listeners some real live examples today.
I know, because one of the biggest questions that we've been getting lately, you know, we've been asking our listeners to go on over to allearsenglish.com/evaluation and to fill out our survey. And we've heard that one of the biggest challenges is, what happens if I get into the speaking section and the examiner asked me a question that I don't know the answer to?
Yeah, I get asked that a lot, actually, in my IELTS classes. Mm. Yeah, so what we thought we would do today is to first do a little role play to show you what not to do in that situation.
Exactly. So again, guys, this is what not to do.
So do not stop the podcast after this example.
Yes,
wait,
please don't.
And we'll show you better examples.
So I'm going to be the examiner, of course, mm-hmm. and Jessica will be the student, the test taker.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So here we go. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. So here is your speaking question. Please describe a traditional dance from your country.
Is there another question?
Sorry, I would be happy to repeat the question.
Please, I don't like that question. I don't like that question.
I don't have the option to give you another question. I'm so sorry, but I'd be happy to repeat the question.
No.
Would you like me to repeat the question?
No. Next question.
I'm so sorry. We can't do another question, but please describe a traditional dance from your country.
Okay. So that is what not to do.
Oh, you really messed that up.
I know. I was a really bad. I got a really bad score just then. Yeah, the examiner can't like switch topics, okay? You whatever question that you are given, you have to say something about. So the you have two choices in this situation because, you know, depending on your culture, maybe this isn't something that you are used to talking about. I don't usually talk about traditional dances either.
Yeah. I can see how this could be intimidating, right, Jessica, because we get these questions and, right, dance is not something I think about every day either.
Yeah,
so what do we do?
So you actually have two options that are really similar to how you come up with ideas on writing task two. The first one, which you can probably guess is one of my favorites, is to creatively, creatively come up with a lie. It's not bad to lie in this situation, okay, guys? Right. IELTS doesn't care about your ideas, okay? That's really important to remember. They just want to listen to you speak English. So you could make something up. However, if you are nervous and maybe that makes you feel even more nervous, it might. In that case, just seriously think of anything in your life related to the topic. So the topic is dance. You could talk about why you don't like dancing or someone you know who's a good dancer.
Right. Yeah. I think this would be a really great place to use the framework who, what, when, where, why, right? That we talked about a few weeks
ago. Yeah, exactly. Come up with those details. That'll help you to think of something to say.
On the speaking section of the IELTS, there are certain mistakes that you want to avoid. And there are also certain ways to use your intonation to get a better score. If you want to know what those are, you can go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation and download our cheat sheet instantly for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
So first of all, honestly say that you don't know the answer to that exact question, but this is a really good time to show some good, polite, formal vocabulary to the examiner. Just memorize a phrase or two, like, "Oh, I apologize, but this topic is unfamiliar to me." Right? Something like that. That's kind of
a great
impressive
idea. Yeah. No, I like that idea, Jessica. I think that's great because that shows manners also. And the examiner will be impressed with you and your character, and it might give you a couple extra points. Who knows?
Totally. Being nice and polite is never a bad idea.
Right.
For sure.
We fully endorse it here at All Ears English.
Yes, completely, completely. And then you could say, so I can't talk about a traditional dance, but I can say that I am honestly a terrible dancer. I try to go dancing with my friends and it's very embarrassing because I'm so bad, or, you know, something like that.
Great. I love it. I love it. This is the perfect answer because it's so easy. I mean, you can, even if you can't talk about a traditional dance, you can certainly talk about yourself and your own dancing skills. So to just segue over into that tangent makes so much sense. And if you're not going to get marked down on that, changing the topic, as you're saying, Jessica, then perfect.
Yeah. As long as it's related to the topic somehow, I mean, the main point of that question is dance, right? That's the verb. That's the main part of the question. So as long as you're saying anything about dance, you're fine. You're not going to lose points at all.
Very nice. Good to know. So make stuff up. Or just think or think about anything that's related or think about your own experience, but don't ask the examiner to change the question.
Yeah, never do that because they can't. And I'm pretty sure they don't want you to ask them to do that because it's something that is impossible. So don't make the examiner mad if you can help it.
That's the last person you want to make mad.
Yeah. Nice and polite again. That's what we're focusing on here.
Oh, I love it. This has been short and sweet but powerful because this is a direct answer to one of the questions, or I know a question that a lot of you guys are having. Again, what do you do if you don't understand the question, or you don't know how to answer the question? And this is a great answer. Anything else, Jessica, to add?
Yeah, I just want to give our listeners one more resource. If you look at IELTS band descriptors, you can see that the IELTS website, IELTS.org, will show you exactly what the examiner wants you to do on the speaking and writing tests. So you can see the definition of what a 6 is, what a 7 is. And I think knowing those facts will help you feel a little bit more confident, and it will also help guide you in your practice.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, just understand what it takes to get the score you're looking for and where you might fall, you know, when you get started preparing, and just go into it. Just I think the moral of the story here is preparation is the key to confidence.
Yeah, for sure. As much preparation and honest preparation, useful preparation that you can
right,
get.
The right preparation, I suppose.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to All Ears English, you're doing it right. So keep going, yeah, guys.
Congratulations. You made it. You're doing the right practice.
So we're going to have quite a few more IELTS episodes in the future, guys. So thanks for tuning in today. And thanks for joining us today, Jessica, and sharing this insight. This has been an interesting example and an interesting episode.
My pleasure. I really love these questions from our listeners to help give us stuff to talk about. So more questions, guys. I would love to help you guys out.
Yeah, guys, keep the questions coming. The survey is probably going to be closed by the time this episode goes out, but email us your questions to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Go ahead and throw me an email. Let me know what your IELTS questions are so that Jessica and I can directly address them for you on this show.
Fantastic. And maybe even say your name on the podcast. That would be cool.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Very cool. All right. Thanks, Jessica.
All right. My pleasure. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening and see you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.